This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 21st. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. UCANR reshuffles. CAFB backs grazing overhaul. LGMA counters cyclospora misinformation. And House gets CR ready for floor action. UC Agriculture and Natural Resources is adding expertise in water, oak woodlands, and agriculture policy as three cooperative extension advisors retire after a combined century of service. Christina Richardson joined UCANR in June as an assistant professor for UCCE specializing in coastal hydrology, agriculture, and water resilience at UC Santa Cruz. She is leading the outreach on coastal water challenges, drawing on experience studying post-fire water quality, delta carbon cycling, and climate impacts on groundwater and rivers. Lina Adamea also began in June as an assistant CE specialist in oak woodland stewardship at Hopeland Research and Extension Center. Her work focuses on woodland management, restoration, and partnerships with tribal communities. Sarah Garcia joined the UCANR Policy Institute the same day as an associate director, bringing experience translating agricultural science and regulations for farmers and policymakers. The hires come as Natural Resources and Livestock Advisor David Lyle retired this month after 30 years serving Lassen County and neighboring counties. Viticulture Advisor Larry Bettega also retiring after 41 years, including decades of helping Central Coast wine grape growers respond to phylloxera. Watershed and Natural Resources Advisor Royce Larson is retiring this summer after 30 years working with Central Coast ranchers. Well, the California Farm Bureau is urging the Bureau of Land Management to finalize a proposed overhaul of federal grazing rules, arguing the challenges would give ranchers more flexibility while improving how the agency evaluates rangeland health. In comments filed last week, California Farm Bureau endorsing the proposal with minor modifications, noting that 533 BLM grazing permittees and lessees operate across 6.1 million acres in California. It backed provisions allowing targeted grazing to reduce wildfire fuels and invasive plants, the broader use of prescribed grazing, and greater flexibility to adjust grazing dates around the changing range conditions. Farm Bureau also making BLM to count livestock guardian dogs and donkeys in grazing definitions, preserve consultation rights for adjacent landowners and permit applicants, and verify remote land health data through on-the-ground reviews. The group supported applying land health standards across all BLM programs rather than focusing primarily on livestock grazing. The California and Arizona leafy greens marketing agreements are urging growers, shippers, and buyers to focus on preventative food safety practices rather than testing as the produce industry responds to concerns over cyclospora. Hundreds of produce professionals attended a public webinar yesterday examining what is known about the parasite and how companies can reduce contamination risk. Food safety expert Jennifer McIntyre said current methods of detecting cyclospora in produce or water are technically difficult and have significant limitations, making them unreliable as a preventative strategy. McIntyre advised buyers to verify that suppliers comply with LGMA requirements. The Food and Drug Administration Produce Safety Rule or equivalent science-based standards. She also said more research is needed to determine how the parasite enters growing environments and which prevention methods work best. McIntyre is founder of the consulting firm Food Safety Strategies, previously led food safety efforts at the International Fresh Produce Association. LGMA CEO Tim York says the webinar sought to counter misinformation surrounding the current outbreak linked to Taylor Farms with practical evidence-based guidance. FDA made it clear that overwhelming evidence points to Taylor Farms lettuce as the source of Cyclospora outbreak that has sickened people across the U.S. The agency fired back at the company after it issued a news release claiming the FDA had, quote, apologized to Taylor Farms after mistakenly telling the company its iceberg lettuce from Mexico had tested positive for Cyclospora. It was a false positive, FDA told the company on Sunday. In a statement on social media that was followed by a media call, FDA officials said all signs point to Taylor Farms lettuce being the source of the outbreak. FDA's traceback investigation and outbreak data continue to converge on shredded iceberg lettuce from Taylor Farms locations in central Mexico, an agency statement said. The company has recalled lettuce from 27 states. The Humane Veterinary Medical Alliance sent a letter signed by more than 720 veterinary professionals to Congress. They're urging chambers to reject adding the Save Our Bacon provision to the Farm Bill. The House-passed version of the Farm Bill contains the so-called fix to California's Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3 that establishes housing requirements for the sale of pork products in those states. The House Farm Bill would prohibit states from passing animal welfare laws that would affect requirements for livestock in other states, meaning they could not impose those standards as a requirement to participate in interstate commerce. Proposition 12 and Question 3 effectively ban gestation crates. The Senate Farm Bill does not contain the Save Our Bacon provision. This harmful legislation would strip states and localities of their right to pass a wide range of measures protecting animal welfare and public health, the letter says. The extreme confinement of pigs creates serious mental distress as well. Pigs are highly intelligent, social animals, and isolating them in individual cages so small they can barely move causes frequent repetitive abnormal behavior such as chewing on metal bars. A major animal veterinary group, the American Veterinary Medical Association, is backing the legislation to invalidate Proposition 12. AMVA expressed its strong support for the language in the House Farm Bill in a letter to House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson and Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota. Here's today's final word. So much confusion and misinformation has been circulating about the current Cyclospora outbreak. That's the word of Tim York, President and CEO of the California LGMA. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 21st. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.